Okay, everybody. Well, welcome to this afternoon's Wellness Biosciences product launch call. It's a pleasure to be here. My name is Barry Koshu. I'm the CEO of the company. And today we've got some really remarkable information to share with everybody. We had a call this morning, and this is a subsequent call this afternoon, and we anticipate the volume of callers and the interest to continue to increase. With that said, let me share with you a little bit about what this afternoon's call is all about. Wellness Biosciences RX is a company that was launched really in February of 2019. Prior to that, you'll hear today from my partner, Sean Baker, and myself. We had the fortunate opportunity of starting the company, and we garnered the interest of a lot of medical professionals and people that really were interested in the idea of being involved in a company, being an entrepreneur within a company that's bringing a medical-grade CBD into the marketplace. And so we've had the experience and the fortunate experience of building and developing a company, Sean and I, that expanded and grew throughout the United States into five countries, did $400 million in overall revenue, and we had a phenomenal experience with science-based nutrition through medical practices. And now as we, that was a 12-year experience, our company moved to a VC company. Now as we move forward in our time here in 2020, we've had some remarkable things that have occurred, and we want to share those with you. We were contacted via a representative, licensed representative of Koster, with the opportunity to bring into the marketplace on a marketing and distribution basis, bring into the marketplace a brand new product category into the CBD market. Most of you are probably aware that the CBD space has grown drastically. It's projected to have a very strong increase, and we believe that that will be fulfilled over the next 2 to 3 years. But within that, we are now collaborating with a major pharmaceutical company to deliver, market, and distribute a product that really the marketplace has not seen, okay? And the beautiful thing about this is it has FDA certification. It has a patented component of the propellant that actually ushers the product into the body. And so with that said, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about the CBD meter dose inhaler by Wellness Biosciences. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to then defer the call to Dr. Jasani, a board-certified oncologist, to share his perspective and his insight. And then we're going to hear directly from some that have tried the product and their response in the marketplace thus far in the pre-launch phase of the delivery of the product in the marketplace. So, with that said, the CBD meter dose inhaler, okay, according to the World Health Organization, aerosolized CBD has been reported to yield rapid peak plasma concentration in 5 to 10 minutes and higher bioavailability than any oral administration known of CBD. That means that any type of edible or any type of tincture or any sort of product that you may have experienced the benefits of CBD before is typically, I mean, to this point, outside of, an IV, it has all been administered orally, and it passes through the stomach or through the liver and or topically. Okay, so preclinical and clinical studies show cannabinol CBD possesses a wide range of therapeutic properties, okay, antioxidant, pain relief, anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, relieves and prevents arthritis and or its symptoms. Additionally, it's been found that the existing preclinical evidence strongly reports CBD for various levels of symptom relief for generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and post-traumatic stress disorder when administered accurately. So all of those things, ladies and gentlemen on the call, is very, very relevant to what is taking place as we move into the pre-launch phase of the WBRX metered dose inhaler. Okay, so what are the benefits of the metered dose inhaler? The benefits are simply that it delivers fast acting, highly bioavailable, cost effective relief compared to any leading CBD delivery system that we know of. Okay, it provides accurate dosing. I can tell you today, we were on a call with a company that we're working in collaboration with to provide DNA testing so that in the event that somebody wants to get a DNA test with a saliva swab that you'd simply send in to the lab, they can give you an accurate assessment per your DNA of how much CBD your body really should have on a daily basis. Well, the challenge in the medical community with medical professionals is they have no means or way of being able to determine the active or accurate dosing. Hence, the CBD metered dose inhaler is the solution to that because it provides accurate dosing. CBD gummies, oils, creams, etc., cannot guarantee the same dose every single time. Okay. The other component is the trust in the quality of the ingredients. Our inhaler only uses pharmaceutical grade CBD tested at 99.4% purity. Okay, it has GMP certification. The other component that's extremely important is it's fast acting. Okay, our inhaler delivers a CBD where in most where it's most needed instantly. So every other type of CBD that you ingest orally, it passes through the stomach, through the liver. In this instance, and we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about this, the CBD goes directly to the alveoli in the lung. It goes immediately into the bloodstream, and the experience that people have speaks for itself, and we'll get into that in a little bit. And so, of course, the bioavailability and the value. Our inhaler is 98% bioavailable, making it the most cost-effective, and we will address the costs that are also associated with our product as we continue into the call. So the value-added proposition is simple. Our inhaler costs, actually we'll touch on that right now, cost about 30 cents per milligram directly into your bloodstream, okay? The comparisons of vape pens that deliver CBD into your bloodstream for an average of about $1.25 per milligram, and an oral CBD averaging about 80 cents per milligram, okay? So not only has Wellness Biosciences been selected to deliver an FDA-approved product, you'll hear more about that from Dr. Jasani. Not only have we been given an exclusivity of a runway of about 3 years to bring this to market, but we're now positioned to pass that exclusivity on to new or to people that are what we call brand partners of Wellness Biosciences Rx. That means those of you that are on this call, you literally have an opportunity to hear directly from individuals that have gone out in the marketplace and have started to expose this product to various people and the responses. Okay, so the quality ingredients that we have, 99.9% pure pharmaceutical grade. The inhaler, it overcomes so consumers don't have to worry about the dangers or the side effects of wax or tars or toxins or fillers or lipids or sugars or undesirable terpenes that might be harmful, coloring and or contaminants such as heavy metals or carcinogenic like byproducts. So we overcome that entirely. So the accurate dosing is extremely important. We've touched on that. I think that the quality ingredients, when consumed correctly, the WBRX inhaler will deliver an exact meter dose of CBD into your lungs for immediate absorption into your bloodstream. Okay. The beautiful thing about the inhaler, guys, and you'll know this when you use it, is it's portable. It fits into your pocket and or purse. It's tamper-proof, provides a precise and accurate dose. It's inexpensive. It's very easy to use. It requires no charging or batteries. Contains multiple doses up to, actually, we have 100 activations per actual device. It requires no heat or fire, and it's waterproof. So all of these things really are separating factors. So when it comes to delivering a new product in the marketplace, there are two factors that you want to pay attention to. Are you first to market, and are you doing it better than anyone else? Those are the two things that we want to emphasize as we continue into the informational call, guys. And so with that said, I'm now going to tell you that we as a company have been very fortunate to attract a vast number of medical professionals. that range healthcare providers, medical doctors in a large capacity. And we as a company, guys, we just launched in October. We now have just right at 40 medical doctors. We ancillarily around those medical doctors have a whole group of entrepreneurs, just under 400 in a relatively short period of time. And guys, we're really just getting started. But what you're listening to right now at a unique time, and by the way, all of you that are on the call, you represent a unique group of people. We actually have about 21 callers currently. There's a lot of people tonight that are spending their time this evening here in Central Standard Time Zone and other parts of the country where you're locked into, you know, the media, you're locked into social media, you're locked in perhaps to what the news is saying. But right now, guys, it's been my experience in the past. I had the unique opportunity of starting a company in 2000. We had an incentive trip where we took a group of people over to Italy. We were on a cruise between Italy, France, and Spain. We were in Italy. I was actually shopping for a watch and came out when we heard about 9/11. We were over there. It was like 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And talk about uncertainty. Talk about the timing of, we couldn't even get a flight back home, much less, you know, the normalcy of life took an immediate hit right then. So many of you and many of us will talk about this time on into the future of our lives. It will pass. But right now, guys, I want to emphasize the timing of taking advantage of market trend and getting in front of it is so unique and so valuable. There are people today that right now, as we sit here today, they're generating millions of dollars of revenue for themselves and their family because they're moving at a time when most people are you know, maybe they're just paralyzed, they're stuck, they don't know what to do. And I want to just, thank all of you. I mean, to encourage all of you. You guys are taking advantage of listening to this information, this call at a particular point in time, I think is going to be extremely valuable for those of you that get in front of it. So with that said, guys, I want to direct the call now to one of our medical professionals, Dr. Nick Jasani, board-certified oncologist. He's really played a very significant role of educating other medical professionals in the marketplace, of really giving people an understanding of what their endocannabinoid system and how it particularly receives a product and how CBD has an effect on their system. He's busy, he's doing a lot of things, but we have information directly from Dr. Jasani. So with that said, I want to turn the call over to Dr. Jasani just for a couple minutes, just to share his insight and his information with respect to the CBD meter dose inhaler, and then we'll continue the call with people that have actually had the benefit of trying the product and their experience in the marketplace with it. So with that said, I'll turn the call now over to you, Dr. Jasani.
Hey, thank you, Barry. Just highlight a little bit about the new product that we have coming out, and I'll highlight a little bit of stuff about it I had spoken about 2 weeks ago. And so, you know, unfortunately, because of everything that's been going on, I know it's put somewhat of a damper on things, but our MDI inhaler is still really the go-to product that we're excited about, that we think that it's going to be a game changer when we get this released and everything settles down. The MDI-based inhaler is a completely different way to deliver the CBD, and CBD, knowing that it has a whole host of benefits from mild anxiety to stress to inflammatory pain to insomnia and various other ailments that we've been using the oils for and palms for. This process allows us to get about 100% of the bioavailability in very quickly because it is done at the alveoli, which is at the oxygen exchange level of the lungs. When that is done, it is bypassing the liver's metabolism, which is why much of the products are not absorbed, because they are fat-based, and then what is absorbed is broken down by the liver when you ingest these compounds. So you're getting very little product in the bloodstream. Although it is efficacious, it is variably different for everyone's body based on numerous variables. When you do it through an MDI inhaler, you will pretty much feel just instantaneously. It can last up to 2 to 3 hours because it is bypassing the liver and it is going straight to those receptors, and it is being delivered directly into the bloodstream. So because of that, we're extremely excited. We think we drive a lot of value to the people that we are giving this to. We think that you would immediately, we know that this product is, the equipment is an FDA approved pharmaceutical grade MDI. We're extremely comfortable in the company that is doing this. They have the same goals that we have in terms of producing safety and quality first, which is the utmost important, seed to sale tracking, making sure the products are completely clean and free of everything. They are also using Propellant that is FDA approved, and they really do coincide with a lot of the values and principles of Wellness Bioscience, which is partly why we've teamed with them. And we think that this product, as we get this out on the market, is going to really drive a huge volume of people coming back because they're seeing the benefit of this. And as I said before, bioavailability is very important. Those are very difficult with CBD and CBD THC-based products. This product are isolates. So it's very important that we know where they're coming from, where it's cultivated, the type of GMP certified labs are being processed in, and then the equipment that is being used to make the MDI also has to have the highest quality standards. And that is why it's important to know that these companies track this from the beginning to end. You know, as we get this product out and get people sampling it, get this out to the brand partners, I think you will see the difference when you use it, see it, and then we get some of the teaching around it. We'll then be able to really put this into an education format and integrate this into our scientific-based slides and kind of integrate this, because I think that it falls perfectly into our product.
Dr. Dasani, thank you so much for taking the time. I know that you've got a lot of things going on, and we as a company just thoroughly are not only appreciative but thankful that we've got, you know, medical professionals. I know there's a lot going on right now. You guys have been flooded with calls and information, and the fact that you're taking the time is valuable. Guys, what I want to do right now is we've got some folks on the call that have had the opportunity to actually try the metered dose inhaler. And some of them are leading the charge. They're leaders inside the company. The first gentleman I'm going to introduce you to real quickly is right here in Houston, Texas. His name is Chance Mock, Michael Mock. You may know the name because at one time he was the, among many other of his accolades, starting quarterback, University of Texas. At that particular point in time in his career, a guy by the name of Vincent Young came along and competed for the job. But having said all that, guys, I really do want you to have an opportunity to hear, directly from Chance and hear directly from him about, you know, not just the results. We'll get into this, not just the results that he's had from using the product, but also what's going on within the marketplace. So, Chance, with that, sir, just talk a little bit about your personal experience with the product, and then tell us a little bit about what you're experiencing just from the feedback that you're getting as you're out now introducing this product into the marketplace.
Well, first of all, thanks, Barry, for bringing up Vince Young. I've now got to go take another shot from the inhaler to bring down my anxiety from that experience. But anyway, no, look, guys, when I first got the inhaler, I was excited about the product. Because anytime, those of you that are in the business world, first to market is always the best. But when you make a combination of first to market with paired with the quality of this product, I was excited. And to tell you the truth, once we got it, I was actually more surprised than I thought I would be. I was ecstatic. Within seconds, like Dr. Dasani said, it kicked in. And that's when I realized, you know, this is something special. Well, I started kind of floating it around to some of my friends. And for those of you that listened on the call this morning, one of the guys, he deals in the kratom industry, and I reached out to him. He's been a childhood friend. He's in Florida. And I reached out to him about it, and he said, send me a picture of that. And I said, well, okay. So I sent it to him. He goes, you got to be kidding me. I said, well, what? He said, I just got home from Champs, the largest CBD conference in America. He said, dude, there is nothing like this. And he works with almost 5,000 different shops across his southeast region, reaching up the eastern seaboard there. And he said, I got to get in on this. And so that's when I started to first go, okay, well, what is this? So what I did was I started going, because, you know, this is a doctor-driven business, and it's all about quality, patient practices. But I said, you know, this is something different, because this presents a great opportunity to get into some of these, quote-unquote, CBD shops, vape shops, if you will, et cetera, because it's a product that doesn't compete with anything at the current status of it. So I started going in and sampling these shops, and it's been unbelievable the response I've gotten. I mean, I've had more people say, how do I get my hands on these? When can I get my hands on these? Than anything. And, you know, I've told Barry this, the only shop that I've had any pushback on was in a rougher part of town. And I went into it because I wanted to see what the response would be. And there was a little bit of a pushback on, you know, the pricing. And he told me, he said, I think the product is phenomenal. I just don't think I can sell it to my customer base because that's not what they're looking for, which I totally respect, but we had to try it out. So the response has been phenomenal. And I tell you that to tell you, you know, I just, between the call this morning and the call this afternoon, I went and met with somebody who's an equity partner in another CBD company. But she just, you know, she's actually a certified teacher, an instructor in the CBD field, somebody that's very, very versed in this. And she said, I just got to see it. So I went and sampled her and her husband. And I mean, no lie, she's like, this is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And she wanted me to leave it with her, and I said, I'm not going to do that, but you can buy as many as you want. But that being said, I'm dealing with a lot of people who have dealt in this space for a long time. Every one of them is excited about what we have. And so everybody on this call, I just truly encourage you to embrace the opportunity that you have in front of us, to go and grab as much of that market share as possible, because it's really and truly a win-win-win for everybody involved. You're providing a quality product to people that's not only going to help better their lives, but, you know, it's a product that will, you know, there's certain things in people's life, and we all know the bombs and the sleeps and the other great products that WBRX has. But what this does is, to me, and this is the response that I've gotten, for people with anxiety, for people who can feel it creeping up in their chest, to be able to pull this out and not only get the physiological effects that come from the chemical compound within it, but also it's like a safety blanket. It's like, okay, help is on the way, and it helps people breathe. I mean, it's just a phenomenal product, and I would definitely encourage. Once you try it, your minds are going to be blown, because as good as you think it could be, it's absolutely better.
Chance, I appreciate you, man. I know that you're out there working hard, you know, part of our President's Partnership Club, and doing some big things. You like a lot of great things going on with you. You've got an imaging center that has access to many medical doctors, and you've got a bunch of folks now on the retail side. But with that said, I'd like to now turn the call to another gentleman who just became part of our President's Partnership Club, Mr. Mitchell Holster. Mitchell has a pretty diverse background in the financial arena with real estate and whatnot, and he's brand new in the company, brand new PPC member. And Mitchell's gone out there and had some great results. Personally, I'd like to just get your feedback about the results that you had when you tried the product, and also your feedback, what's going on in the marketplace with you, Mitchell.
Yeah, you bet, Barry. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you good.
All right. Awesome. Well, hey, it's great to be on the call with everyone this afternoon. And as everybody stated, I'm super excited. It's really kind of a ground floor revolutionary time with the company as we're launching this meter dose inhaler. And I was able to try the inhaler. It was probably about 2.5 weeks ago. Actually, was together there with Barry, and he had a sample. You know, I was someone, I think, which is probably like some of the people on the call, I had actually never even used an inhaler before. And so my wife had asthma. Of course, I've seen her with the inhaler. And so when Barry kind of showed me, you know, how it worked, you know, I found it to be very simple. And so as I took the, you know, the first dose there, I think the first word I'd use was exhilarating. That came to be able to feel the CBD and that coming into your system into your chest. It was really a great experience. And so I would say the effects of that were probably 30 seconds to a minute. And the main things that I felt, a couple things. One was, you know, definitely a calming, relaxed state. I'm kind of a laid back guy, but even having the inhaler, it was really, to kind of throw out an athletic term for any ex-athletes, it's kind of like you're in the zone a little bit. Like, wow. I also found that the mental clarity that came from that lasted for a couple hours. And so I was thinking, man, this really is incredible to have a product, especially in this space, that is making such a difference so fast out there. It's really going to catch people's attention. So that really got my wheels turning. You know, we have some other great products, but I really see the metered-dose inhaler is kind of being the lead dog here as we're outgrowing the company, talking to people. So what I've really done, kind of like Chance had said, looking back, being a business-minded individual, I've had kind of cut my teeth primarily in the finance, real estate arena, and ran my business there. And so from that, there had been a circle, a network that I had created a lot of credibility with people. And I started reaching out just one by one. You know, first what I found out is a lot more people knew, were very familiar with CBD and maybe had been taking it in different forms. And so were very receptive to hearing that story. And of course, when you bring out the fact that there's an exclusive agreement that we had with a big pharmaceutical company that was coming up and being able to sell that story, you know, a lot of people, it got their attention very fast. And so I've had some really great experience with working with professional business-minded people. So people that are not only in the arena that I was, whatever industry you might be in, consider that, but also looking at people in the healthcare space. We've had meetings with pharmacists that have multiple locations. I have a great partner in the real estate arena. I shared that with him and come to find out that he had a lot of contacts politically, and it helped bring the passage of CBD back with the Farm Bill. He's got excited, opened that up to a large network of people that have vendor contacts in the retail space. So this inhaler has really created a lot of buzz. And so, but I would just say with the professional people in your life, and really anybody who's business minded, you know, with everything going on with the virus these days, this is a great business that you can have, having it being home based, that you can have a unique idea out there, something somebody doesn't have, and being able to pass that on with people. I think we need to spread that good news, especially with a lot of the anxiety and fear, and really our main products, that's what it caters to. So, you know, you're really able to make a difference for people. And so that feels good at night. And so I've been super pumped, Barry, to be able to share that. Lots of meetings that we're setting up, having on a daily basis, sharing this idea. I'm glad we have these conference calls to do that. And then I'll just kind of leave it at this. Even people, which I've found already in the CBD space, with some of the synergies that can be created with some of those contacts, I've also had some success there. So just all around, it's been a lot of fun creating another additional income stream, helping some folks out. So I appreciate your leadership, Barry. Also with Sean, I'll turn it back to you.
Mitchell, I certainly appreciate you jumping on the call and sharing your experience and using the product. But what I'd like to do is segue for a second to a gentleman who actually we're in the early stages of speaking with from a business perspective. investment banker, had a multitude of different experiences in the business world, but this is kind of how the business works, guys. Mitchell knew someone in the real estate space who happened to know someone as an investment banker, and we've just recently engaged in speaking directly with a gentleman by the name of Mr. Corey Miner, and I'd like for him just to kind of share what he perceives the opportunity to be and where things he perceives are going to be moving with respect to his current business involvement and WBRX. So with that said, Corey, are you on the line?
I sure am. I sure am.
Fantastic.
There's a lot of things I can point out now because I've been one of our companies is called Impact Data Source out of Austin, Texas. We are a research and an economic feasibility company. One of our companies, we have about seven economists. We have been in the cannabis space for about a year, traveled around the country, met a lot of folks in the industry, and really went up the learning curve with boots on the ground. Let me tell you about some problems and why this is going to be significant in the marketplace. If any of you avail yourself to walk into, say, a Whole Foods and look at the display case for CBD product, and I use the one over in the Heights area as an example, you look at those beautiful display cases, and unless you understand CBD, you have no idea what to buy. And do it. You'll see that you get lost in the display case. And if you're, for example, an older consumer, you don't have a clue what to buy. And that's significant in the market. Secondly, we recently did a research paper, which Barry has and Mitch has, a white paper on the cannabis industry in a recession. And ironically, we did that paper 7 weeks ago. Who figured where we'd be now? So when we did that white paper, we focused on, with a lot of economists and brilliant people in the industry, what some of the concerns and problems were. And one of the biggest concerns is a lot of the consumers only will buy product from their doctor, because that's the comfort level. And having said that, this obviously fits the bill because it's FDA approved. So that was a pleasant surprise when we did our research. And the other consideration, we have about 70 dispensaries in our network right now. We're expanding that pretty rapidly. We're in Montana, Washington State, California, Oklahoma. So we understand the marketing side of the industry. And in the dispensaries, they have called a bud tender. And a bud tender is a person with knowledge that when somebody walks into the store, dispensary, they can explain to them what will fit their needs. And this is right up their alley. So it creates a lot of sizzle. Right now, briefly, we are in a contract which we're finalizing with the NFL Alumni Association, which is 10,000 members. They have about 8 million in their newsletter, and there's 35 chapters around the country. We have talked to them about this product since we just met the other day with Barry and Sean and Mitch, and they're extremely enthusiastic because the marketing to 10,000 alumni players in itself is significant, but their sweet spot is a lot of these guys got screwed when they got out of the NFL. They have no medical insurance or little insurance. A lot of them have pain management, which Chase will attest to. So the idea is that this is extremely exciting to them because it addresses anxiety and pain management, for examples. And then, you know, the idea, as Barry stated, adversity creates opportunity. And when the herd goes one way, you go the other way. And that's where we are with this product, because there is, I know from years of research with Impact Data Source, there is nothing out there, not an item that could come close to the usability of this product. We are also involved with the National Nurses Association, and I spoke to them today. They're enthusiastic because nurses, number one, are the gateway to the doctors, which is obviously going to be one way that we are going to market the product. And then finally, we have a business association with a group in Florida that the chairman of a major clinic distribution medical company, a doctor, group of doctors, they have about 100 clinics in Florida. I spoke with him, and he sits on the board of some major MSOs, you know, on the East Coast. One specific MSO, which I met with last year, has 1 million patients and 600 clinics. And he was all over this in our initial conversation just yesterday. So at the end of the day, I'm not new to this game at all. And I am always a cynic by nature. And this thing just reeks opportunity because when I go back to the NFL, their sweet spot is to do some good to help these retired ballplayers that don't have the medical capabilities or financing. And this plays right in to their marketing scheme. So we are planning to, which we will be happy to share, we're going to start test marketing this in different parts of the market. We're going to go to Montana and market it in the medical market because Montana is only medical, and in Washington State, which is recreational. So we can measure the response in the marketing of the sales in those areas. So we plan to really accelerate with this program. And the last part, we are well connected with one of our partners in the retail industry, the supermarkets, the sports industry, and we are going to make an accelerated move into that area of the market because we firmly believe that this product will be embraced in the marketplace. And I go back finally to say that the consumers out there want to buy something from their recommendation of their doctor. With FDA approval and no prescription needed, this sitting on the shelf of a retail outlet will sell itself because it fits their it answers their concerns in the marketplace. So there's a definitive need, especially in the atmosphere we're in right now in the marketplace. I mean, everybody needs to deal with anxiety, don't we all? So anyway, that's kind of the back of the envelope from my perspective, and we plan to share a lot of our research. We have a medical advisory board with the NFL, which I sent over to Barry and Sean and Mitch yesterday, that is going to be a strong participant in developing the marketing side in the medical field with us with this product. So we're on board, and we are enthusiastic, and we believe in the product, and it will revolutionize the industry for many of the reasons I just mentioned. Anyway, that's my back of the envelope, guys.
Corey, I appreciate your time on the call, man. It's meaningful, and I guess the thing that I would leave everybody with respect to Corey and other folks, obviously professional in nature, is that I had never known or met of Corey or knew of him until probably about a week and a half ago when we had our first conversation. And needless to say, things have escalated to where, you know, the information you heard here today on the call. So, you know, what I want to do, guys, is encourage you before I bring on my partner, the president of the company, Sean Baker, to kind of give us some closing thoughts. Well, I want to encourage you because right now, I know there's apprehension, fear, anxiety, trepidation. I want to encourage you, if you're a brand partner, you're on the call, that you're going to have this available to you very quickly. We're going to start shipping. We're in pre-launch right now, guys. We're going to start shipping the metered dose inhalers as of the 28th as scheduled. Okay, that's not changed. We obviously have postponed the leadership academy that will take place on May the 2nd. Most of you have already received that information. But I want to just emphasize this. right now, during our pre-launch phase, what we've said to everyone is that we're going to make this available for anybody that you know that wants to become a brand partner. They can become a brand partner, and they can buy the metered dose inhaler at the same discount that somebody would have had to have gone out and done, you know, $10,000 to $15,000 of business because it's discount purchasing. They can buy that right now for, you know, joining for $49.95, their brand partner, and they can select however many of these metered dose inhalers they would appropriate for them. We have some people, guys, on this morning's call that got on, and they decided that they're going to place an order for 10 to 20, and they're going to generate $500 because they're buying it for about $100, and they're selling it for about $150. So they're going to make somewhere between $500 to $1,000 from home via Zoom call and their cell phone. Okay, right now it's valuable to a lot of people. And then, of course, you're going to have the other end of the spectrum with people like Mr. Miner and all obviously Chance and Mitchell that are out there talking to lots of different entities business-wise that can move significant amounts or significant unit numbers of the metered dose inhaler relatively quick. So it's a big disparity. But we just want to encourage you to take advantage of it in any way that you would see available to you. We're in pre-launch, guys. We haven't shipped any product yet. And I think the unique opportunity is the timing. It's getting ahead of it because very soon, in short order, we firmly do believe that the metered dose inhaler will become the mainstream. It will become the introduction of a new product category. We'll be able to deliver CBG, CBDN. We'll be able to do a number of different types of product through that delivery system that will be unique and brand new to the marketplace. And ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing about that at really the first day that we started our conference calls today, leading into the product being fully launched next week. So with that said, guys, what I'm going to do now is turn the call over to my partner, Sean Baker. I'm very pleased and excited about the fact that, you know, he and I have come together. Sean and I have a great history, but it wasn't very, very long ago. It doesn't feel like it, you know, and back in 2002, where I first met Sean, he was right out of Enterprise Rental Car, ran a major division, and didn't know anything about working with healthcare providers whatsoever, didn't know anything about marketing and distributing wellness-based products, but was a gentleman that I knew had great aptitude, great focus, was looking for something more for himself and his family. And I won't steal his thunder, but needless to say, on a part-time basis, generated seven figures. And so today we're partners within this venture. So with that, I'm going to turn the call over to my partner to share with you a little bit about that decision that he made at that particular point in time and where he perceives things to be moving as we continue our marketing our efforts with our brand partners today. So with that, Sean, I'm going to turn the call over to you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Barry.
Are you there? You there, Sean? I think you cut out on us. Hello?
Oh, I'm just here talking away. Sorry. Can you hear me okay?
There you go. Gotcha.
All right. Good deal. Well, I just want to say great job to everybody, you know, Chance and Mitchell, and of course, looking forward to having Corey, you know, join forces together with such a great contact base and network. But like you said, Barry, I'm a guy that sits here today having no not realizing what this journey could mean back in 2002 and not really knowing what the journey means tomorrow. I just know that, you know, those of us on the call and Barry and myself included, you know, we're not worried about running to the office or we're not worried about having to be out and about because this is such a great home-based business with technology today and social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram. I mean, it's just such a phenomenal opportunity. When you can get face-to-face, it only enhances the opportunity. But when you can't, it doesn't interrupt or disrupt the business at all. I was actually talking to a physician earlier today who has a number of patients that are ordering online, and he literally said to me, he said, Sean, thank God I got involved with you guys when I did because I need every penny I can get my hands on right now, and my online sales have not been interrupted at all due to what's going on with the economy or the stock market or the virus or all these things. And that's really what we stand for. I mean, we're just a couple of guys that firmly believe in residual income. We firmly believe in maximizing the opportunity within a trend. This trend happens to be a $22 billion growth opportunity. And it is a work from home, work from anywhere, hotel room, you know, spare time, part-time basis. Barry would be the first to tell you that when I got involved with him back in 2002, it was really because I needed a way to make additional income without spending more time away from my family. Little did I know that this would become a seven-figure opportunity for me. It would literally change my life, and Barry and I would become dearest of friends and future business partners. So I would just encourage each of you guys, you know, there's always a silver lining. The sun will come up tomorrow. This, all this stuff will pass, and right now, this opportunity with the meter dose inhaler, a home-based or remote-based business, this is just a phenomenal opportunity. I'm so proud of the people in the field that are doing such a great job, and Barry and I continue to be here to support you. As a matter of fact, we're going to be having a conference call tomorrow, a Zoom call available for anyone that has questions or wants to dive deeper into our compensation plan. If that's the point within the journey that you are, we'd love for you to join that Zoom call tomorrow, 10 a.m. We'll make it about an hour, 45 minutes to, you know, an hour and 5 minutes tops, and we'll go through our compensation plan, and we'll keep peeling back the layers so that you can make an informed decision if this is a business for you, if this is an opportunity for you, for your family, for your friends, for your patients, for other practitioners, whatever the, you know, the case may be. And so, Barry, I'll just kick it back over to you and tell you, you know, I've never been more excited about the opportunity as it stands today, because, you know, I know, I mean, God bless everybody that's being affected by this, but I talked to a clinician today that's very, very worried about a surgical center they just opened that they're not seeing any patients. It's a brand new facility. The mortgage is still coming in. Staff still is hoping to get paid, and they're not seeing a single patient. That's a challenge. We're very sensitive to that. So I'm by no means saying we are recession-proof necessarily or that we're impervious to bad things happening, but guys, I'd tell you, thank God we're not a brick and mortar business with some $1 million a year note, because it would be challenging. And so I'll kick it back over to you, Barry, and tell you I've never been more excited about our opportunity, both in the CBD space, but also in the home-based business opportunity with everything that's going on in the world economy today. So thanks for having me on the call tonight.
Appreciate you, Sean. Always a great job as always. And guys, I'm here just sharing with you before it happens. We're already now starting to get, you know, information that's going to lead to large purchase orders. We think this thing is going to blow up, and I'm here to share that with you because I'd like for you as a brand partner or people that you know within your sphere of influence to take advantage of that opportunity because it is very meaningful. I can still remember vividly back in Los Angeles in 1992, when an attorney who is a client of mine as a personal trainer shared that opportunity with me to get involved and to not be limited to the business model that I had, but to go beyond that. And I didn't understand it. I didn't know. I couldn't imagine why he was introducing me to network marketing at the time, but it changed my life forever, literally positioned me to, you know, generate more income than I could have ever done in owning a health club and physical therapy practice. It ushered me into a time where I could travel the world. I met my wife, the woman of my dreams. I've had, you know, five kids, a family, traveled the world with people like Sean and many, many others. And guys, we'd love for you to be a part of that in any way that you would like to. If it's nothing more than you getting the benefit of the product, then man, that's so exciting to us when you know that people are challenged, you know, with all of the things that we talked about earlier. They're challenged, you know, with the areas of anxiety, they're challenged with, you know, different levels of panic disorder, social anxiety, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress disorder. Man, I get more excited when I find out that people are getting results. But man, when they use this meter dose inhaler, and you're going to know when you use it, because that's coming up, it is remarkable. Now, some of you on the phone are looking for a real viable way to own a business, and we have that opportunity to own a company inside of our company and to have a license agreement with us to and we extend that exclusivity to you as brand partners. We don't sell product outside of our brand partners whatsoever. We maintain that exclusivity, and we want to share that opportunity with you guys. So as you're hearing about this, we genuinely do believe there will be hundreds of thousands of people that will get involved because they're wanting to take a first-to-market opportunity to the marketplace. They're wanting to take advantage of the earning potential. They're wanting to cultivate and garner a network
be first to market, guys. We don't even have 500 people in our company yet. But very short order. I mean, we've had the experience of developing a company that 4,500 medical doctors and 40,000 reps, guys. We think that we're going to do far better than that here. So take advantage, get with whoever it is that got you on the call, and find out what you need to do to become, just get a, it takes 5 minutes to become a brand partner, and then you choose how you'd like to take advantage of the pre-launch phase of the metered dose inhaler at a point in time where it's very, very valuable for you and for your family. So with that said, guys, thank you very much for taking the time to be on the call. You and your family, be safe. We encourage to self-quarantine, to pay attention to what's required or what's asked by, you know, by the people in Washington, by the medical professionals. Do not panic, okay? Do not panic and do not be afraid. All is going to be well. We know that we're in a unique time, and we want to offer people an opportunity to overcome that anxiety with our product, and we all want to offer them an opportunity to generate significant revenue, and we can show you how to do that. As Sean said, go to WBRX Global. You just go www.wbrxglobal.com and click on events, and you can get the Zoom information directly there on our events. Just go to events, and you can see Zoom on our calendar. You can see the link on our calendar that's designated for tomorrow, the 21st, and you can also get with whoever it is that got you on the call. If you'd like to join us at that 10 o'clock time to get more detailed information, as Sean said, peel back the layers a little bit and understand a little bit more about us. So with that said, guys, thank you so much. God bless. Have a phenomenal evening, and we look forward to talking to you very soon. God bless.